Hey guys, I'm your host Angel.
Hey guys, I'm your host Paige.
And this is the Dear Little Me podcast where we talk to you all about Demi Lovato.
Yes, welcome back, guys.
It's been a nice 2 weeks, and we
Yeah.
are back with some more updates for y'all.
We're hope you guys are doing well and you're ready for a fun-filled episode.
We say
We
that
have,
every week.
I know. Do you have a favorite episode of
That
ours?
we've done.
Yeah, like one that comes to mind.
Any of our like ones where we were actually together, obviously, because they're just more fun to film.
Yeah.
But like specifically, probably us reacting to Substance, because it was,
Yeah.
I just remember like it came out and like it was perfect timing because we were all going to be together that weekend.
Right.
Like we waited to watch it until we were together. It was just really fun.
Yeah, I think I would have to scroll back, but one that definitely comes to mind is when we were together and we were it was like Guess the Demi song where we had to not the one where we well the karaoke one was really fun. That was a good one. That one's underrated. But the one when we were we had we like we sang the song but spoke it. You remember
Okay, yeah, it was like
that?
poetic.
Yeah. And we had to guess like this song. That was fun. I remember we went to Target and we got coffee or something beforehand around the holidays. Like I remember that was a really
It
fun
was
time.
Friendsgiving. It was that weekend that we did
Was
Friendsgiving.
it? Oh my God. Yeah. So that was is that going on 2 years or
Years.
three?
Yeah, 2021.
Oh, ew. That was the podcast was so new. It still feels like it's new to me. Maybe because we haven't been the always consistent, so it feels like we really haven't even reached our full potential yet. And
But
what we'll do.
wow, 3 years is
Yeah.
crazy.
Are we gonna celebrate 3 years? We
We get a
never.
cake with a three on it.
We should, because I feel like three is a good. It's pretty monumental. I mean, we should have celebrated the first and the second, too.
Well, this is an excuse. We can celebrate all 3 years of the podcast so we can like have a marathon.
We should do three cakes, all
Three
different, one,
cakes?
two, three.
Yeah.
Having one and just, yeah, to make up
We
for.
can have like the three different like genres of Demi, rock Demi, pop Demi, and like
Oh my goodness.
R&B Demi.
The cake will be inspired by the genre.
Yes. Because
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That would be, yeah, that would be fun.
I feel like our
So
podcast has gone through so many genres of Demi. Like we
it
started with
has.
Dancing with the Devil
Yeah.
and then Holy Fuck, and then revamped, and it just like it kept going through. And now we have
Yeah.
potentially new era, which we're going to talk about.
Yep, exactly. Great segue into the main topic of today's video. We're gonna just get right into the topic here, but you sent me the screenshot.
Basically, Demi unpinned revamped from their Spotify profile. So it's not like when you go into Demi's profile, like revamped isn't like the, there at the top anymore like it used
Yeah.
to be. And also revamped was taken out of Demi's Instagram bio, like the revamped out now.
Yeah.
So usually Demi does this when a new era is coming because then they put the new album in the bio.
And they changed their profile picture. Does Demi even have anything in their bio right now?
I don't think so, just the pronouns.
Oh yeah, and then the link tree.
Oh
But
yeah.
we say Demi removed it, but I'm sure Demi's team did. I wonder if Demi's like even aware that it was unpinned from their Spotify profile. Maybe they were like it was mentioned to them, but I don't think Demi was like, yeah, let's unpin. Demi probably has absolutely no idea. I don't
What's
even
going on?
know. It's like, can we pin something to our profile? Like, I have no idea how that works on Spotify. So I doubt Demi does
Yeah, I don't
either.
know.
So, but it definitely feels like the end of an era, but it also feels like this wasn't really necessarily an era because it was the album was dropped and then Demi just like,
Dipped.
yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel like our last like era where we actually got anything was Holy Fuck. Like, yeah, revamp came out. But you know what's also weird? Because everyone's referring to this now new album as D9, and we're back at the freaking predicament again where we're not having D10 because people aren't counting revamped as an album.
Yep.
Like
Yeah.
I am. So I'm still gonna call this new album D10 because I've been wrong for 2 years now.
I know.
I need to have D10.
Everyone was like, you're wrong, Angel, in the comments. They like, yeah. I don't know. I could see it because it's almost like it's like an EP, really.
And
So I
it's
could
not
see
even there's
that.
not even any new songs, it's just the
Yeah.
songs re-recorded.
Right.
So it's more just like a deluxe version of the rock era albums.
I wonder if Demi was asked what they would say about it, if they would consider it part of the D family, the D number family, or just kind of like just like a filler album, pretty much. I guess we'll see when the era begins, but you were saying that you think the profile, was it the profile picture, was like it looks very not rock to me.
Yeah, because Demi, like the makeup, like it just looks very Tell Me You Love Me era.
It does.
Like it just reminds me of like Demi, because Demi would always have like the long hair, obviously, and like the that kind of smoky eye makeup instead of like the dark look that they were going for with Holy Fuck. So I feel like, and the pictures that Demi's been posting lately of like the more bright and like, I don't know, it just seems more like a bright, like Dancing with the Devil, Art of Starting Over combined with Tell Me You Love Me vibes that I'm getting.
Yeah, that would be a really cool concept. I was thinking like if Demi did, you know, this new era, what it would look like. Demi's really has already done like the black and white and just like the dark colors that we have Dance with the Devil, which is like the most colorful. And then majority of Demi's albums were like black and white and gray. It was there wasn't any color. Well, Unbroken was like brown, but I was thinking like something that's just more earthy tones. Like would
Like
be
browns and greens.
brown and like yeah, like sepia, you know, that effect. Just very like clean because Demi's just so beautiful, and I feel like I'm never one to be like, oh, they should wear less. Like I love makeup. I'm the first to do a smoky eye and slap it on. But they have such a, I'm like looking at my calendar, such a beautiful face and just skin. I feel like it would be so nice to just have like this like very clean looking album cover, and then comparing that to Holy Fuck, like a night and day type of thing, like a big transition. I've seen so many people on TikTok when a viral video of Demi pops up or something, like even when Demi was at Vanity Fair, there was like some clips of them walking the red carpet, and I saw a lot of people commenting, oh my God, like Demi's back, like all this stuff. And because it is, it's really giving, like you said, Tell Me You Love Me era. Like if you told me that the Vanity Fair look was from 2017, I wouldn't have hesitated to believe you. I would've been like, you're right. Yeah. Like that
Yeah,
is.
because it literally looks like this. It's like the long hair. I feel like the hair is always what distinguishes Demi's eras, because that's what Demi usually changes with the eras, so it makes sense. But yeah, this is definitely giving more Tell Me You Love Me and like that era. And like I'm hoping, because that was my favorite era, as y'all know. So that I would be living for that. But I know a lot of people did love that Demi's rock comeback and would be upset if like rock had such a short-lived era. But Demi's capable of anything, so we really don't know. Demi could drop a country album and we would just go with it, because like we saw Beyonce drop a country song like it was nothing.
Yeah,
So
right. So you never
anything could
know.
happen.
Yeah, and I think also maybe the vibe of just Demi is changing. Maybe they're dressing a little different, doing their hair different, but that also doesn't necessarily mean like the sound is going to change. It could be rock. You really don't know. But I'm really
Like a
excited to
pretty
see.
girly pop rock.
Yeah. It would be really exciting to see because you think about Holy Fuck and how Demi has talked about that album and where they started. It's probably Demi's most cohesive album and tells a story because by the end, I mean, it starts with Freak and ends with,
Forever for me.
is it Forever For Me? I always think it's Happy Ending. So, yeah, Forever For Me. So, I think they're not in such a dark place. I think they're feeling more, they're obviously happy in a relationship, engaged. Like there's a lot of exciting things. So I think we're gonna get a lot of happier songs than Holy Fuck and some of the previous albums.
Yeah, definitely. I think Holy Fuck was like you said, Demi's like getting their anger out, like ranting album of like, I see y'all like talking shit, like here's like me, fighting back and like
Yeah.
saying, these songs. And like all the songs are very like angry and like toward the beginning at least, and then you get like Happy Ending Forever From Me. But then I feel like we just need a new self-titled. I feel like Demi should just drop it, like, because the difference in Demi now versus Demi in 2013 when
Yeah.
self-titled dropped, I feel like we had a whole 180, so we just need a new self-titled.
And this one could be called Demi Lovato, not just me
Or
or
like Devon, dude.
oh, that would be so
The
cool.
Devon album, I would, yes.
Like a whole revamp of just everything. I think Demi's team has to do a lot of damage control with their the general public and their view on Demi. I don't think, like, we could say it doesn't matter to us, but from a business point of view, it really does. People need to be listening to the music. If people aren't listening to the music, they're not making money, you know? So I don't know. I feel like Holy Fuck was, I think it pushed a lot of people away. And I think we talked about it before. I think a lot of people are going to come back. I mean, I came across this person that I followed, and you would even, if I mentioned their name, you would even know who I'm talking about. And I came across their TikTok because we follow each other on my main TikTok, and I haven't seen her stuff in forever. And one of her TikToks was like, I can't believe I used to be obsessed with the weirdest celebrity. And it's like, and it was Demi, like the weird, the strangest, weirdest celebrity. Like, I forgot exact. I'll have to show you. I'm gonna say the name, but I'll cut it out. She like was obsessed with her. Remember, she'd get noticed by Demi all the time. She'd always notice her. Oh my
She was
God.
the definition of a cupcake stand before a cupcake stand was a thing.
Yes, like very heavily involved in the fandom.
Oh my
And
God.
she is not a fan. I don't know what happened. I kind of want to message her and be like, what's going on? Like, hey, get it, like stepping away, but just being like, oh, the strangest person, like as if you, I saw her at the Holy Fuck tour, so I don't know what happened. I remember her walking, like when we were there, like in Connecticut.
Like, yes, people are gonna probably come back with Demi doing like pop because people know Demi more so for pop. But on the other hand, you think Demi's gonna get some backlash because they were so, if pop is the new era, and because Demi was so adamant about like leaving pop behind, like a funeral for my pop music, I wanna do rock, this is where I belong. Like, do you think Demi's gonna get backlash for going back to pop if
I
they
do.
do?
I do. Yeah. I think Demi, on one hand, gets backlash for literally everything that they did.
Breathing, yeah.
But also there is this kind of collective agreement that Demi changes a lot, changes their style a lot, which there's nothing wrong with that, but based on who they're hanging out with too, and they're heavily influenced by the people that they're surrounded by, it seems like they've been consistent with the people they've had in their life though, so it hasn't, like, there hasn't been really any new people I've noticed. So maybe that, I don't, it's really hard to tell, but I think that if they do, it's gonna be like, wow, we, like, you don't even know who you are as an artist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like
Figure
people
it
are gonna
out.
come out and be like, well, what happened to you never going back to pop? Or like,
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm kind of worried for that. But then also inner me that loves Tell Me You Love Me era is like, yes, bring on the pop tour
Yeah.
and the visuals again. Like, I need that.
Yeah, I think we will, I think we'll be getting whatever it is, it's going to be a lighter version of, or just a lighter in general album than Holy Fuck, because I can't imagine them be like, when you look back at it, and even just like the album cover, it's just, it's, it was like a dark album. It really
Demi got so
was.
much backlash just for the album cover alone and
Oh
the title. The
yeah,
title of the Holy fuck in general. Yeah, it was so bad.
Yeah, and we did an episode on how the posters were banned in the UK, remember? I mean, it was, I think that really set people back. Another thing too that I don't know, maybe influenced some of the people in our fandom to leave, was I saw it the other day on TikTok. It was Demi singing to the aliens again.
Oh,
Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
And like,
People thought Demi was going like insane back then.
yeah, I mean, they were ghost hunting, and they were, I mean, it
The whole it was the whole show of Demi like alien hunting?
alien, yeah. And then, because in the video that I saw, she was talking to Matthew, and she started, her voice was cracking. She's like, she has trauma. I talk about like the ghost or the alien or whoever she was communicating with, and I'm just like, watching it at the time, I was like, this is just completely normal. And I do believe it is too, because it's like just ghost hunting. Like, if you were ghost hunting, you're gonna try to talk to the spirits, you know? They're trying to get a reaction, and I don't think, I think a lot of people left around that time, the whole alien thing, as if it's like so far-fetched to believe in aliens, as if like she's the
Also,
only.
literally, wasn't it like a year after that? Like, there was literal like proof that released.
Yes, it was released. It's been
Yeah.
released, like, you know, I mean, I feel like it could be a you believe or you don't type of thing, but it was just like people were acting as if Demi was the first person to ever believe in aliens. Like, it was so out of this world, you
Yeah,
know?
like worse than like the flat earthers, like treating her like the biggest outcast.
I
Crazy.
think, yeah, I think, I mean, there's so much, like, that's like nothing for you to hate somebody over that is so weird. But the
Cancel culture is
compromise,
just weird in general. Like,
yeah.
I mean, any celebrity is being canceled for literally anything.
The comments were crazy. I was like, dude, because she was singing Skyscraper. But, like,
The aliens, yeah.
I think I would
I mean, I
sing.
laughed at it, but I wasn't gonna like comment hate. I
Well,
thought it was just funny.
yeah. I would need to rewatch. I think I'm gonna rewatch it like tonight. We should rewatch it together. That was 3 years ago. That, yeah, probably around this time almost. I
Oh,
don't have
wow.
it on my calendar, but that whole series.
You should have wrote like Demi alien scandal somewhere more on the calendar.
Oh, Demi sang to aliens 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So moving on, because we were talking about Demi's profile picture and like the vibe of it. Demi's look for Vanity Fair. It was like the after party, I think it was. It wasn't the
Yeah.
actual event. Demi doesn't seem to go to the events, just kind of
The
the
after parties.
stuff.
Yeah.
What did you think of the look? As soon as, like, what was your first thought when you saw it?
Tell me you love me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, did you like it? Were you a fan?
Yes, yeah, I loved it. No, it's one of my I Dem because Demi's had a few vanity photo shoots now, right? Like I'm the one that was the
Oh yeah,
like
because I think Demi went to Vanity Fair with Wilmer. This was Vanity Fair. I loved that look with the
oh
purple.
yeah, the purple peacock dress.
This was like Demi's first Vanity Fair.
Oh wow, baby Demi. Wasn't the one of
Back.
Demi in that yellow dress like with the or the one with the flamingo, was that Vanity or was that like Vogue, one of those magazines? Demi with that flamingo and the red lipstick with the bathing suit. Do you know what I'm talking
Oh yes. The was it the and the banana?
Yes,
I
was
think
that
it was
Vanity or was that Vogue?
a photo shoot,
Or
I
just a
think.
random photo shoot?
Yeah, I think Demi's done some Vanity Fair photo shoots. There's
Yes,
one
that's the one I
summer.
remember, yeah, with Wilmer.
Also the Vanity Fair one of Demi's like nude shoots.
Oh
Those are for Vanity Fair. Those were I remember when those
with the
dropped.
ass. Yeah, that was iconic.
Can you imagine Demi doing that now? And when it popped up, the selfie that Demi posted, I was like on the floor. I was like,
Oh
this
yeah,
looks
me too.
incredible. I thought
Yeah.
Demi had new hair. You couldn't even tell it was a wig. Did you watch Demi's kind of get ready with me sped up on TikTok?
I didn't watch the Get Ready With Me, no, but I watched like I know there was some reels that were on Instagram that people were posting. And I guess if we're gonna get into this, but like I remember the first thing I saw, like seeing Demi post the selfie, like you said, I put it on my Instagram story because I was like, bitch, she looks so good. And then I saw people roasting the makeup, and I was like genuinely confused. I mean, I'm not a makeup guru or anything, but like my first impression, I was like, damn. And then people were like, this is horrible. And I was like, wait, what?
I was like, oh my God, Demi looks so good. So I was searching Demi Lovato Vanity Fair on TikTok, trying to see like the videos people were posting and reading the comments, just curious what the general public was thinking. Cause I was like, people are gonna love this. Like, people are gonna eat this shit
Yeah.
up. Like, she looks so good. And people were like, oh my God, the foundation. And I was trying so hard to see how the foundation didn't work. The only thing that I thought was questionable was the lip color. In one of the photos, it looked like Demi had a little bit of a mustache going on because it was a darker lip liner than lipstick or whatever they used. That was the only thing. A lot of people weren't, even in the fandom, weren't a fan of that. So I could see that. But I loved it overall. I loved the hair. I loved the dress. I think Demi looked stunning. I wish that Demi would smile though and like red
Oh
carpet.
yeah, not
Oh,
the
I miss the smile.
every time.
I can't get my, I don't know if my teeth
I
are just
can't be
much
serious and
smaller.
do it.
I think my teeth are just so much smaller because if I'm like doing that smize that Demi's doing, my teeth do not show. And like,
So funny. I
yeah.
can't be serious and do it. Like Debbie's always so like
You go. I don't have that talent, so
No.
but Demi
But
makes it
no,
look
I do miss
good.
Demi smiling too. Like the one picture of Demi in the studio with the microphone and they're like smiling, like cheesing. I'm like, that's the first
Yeah.
time I've seen Demi smile, I feel like, in a while.
I know. I didn't know Demi was so capable of smiling. And I hate when people are like, oh, you should smile more. I don't mean it like that. I just get so much joy from Demi's smile. I mean, it's the
Yeah.
prettiest, cutest smile I've ever seen in my
The
life.
butt and the butt chin is extremely like budding, you know?
Yeah.
When it's just like Demi's own face, it's not as prominent.
I think Demi was doing an interview when they were on the red carpet, and there was like a screenshot, and Demi was smiling. And I think the interviewer, well, Demi looked really cute, is what I'm saying, but the interviewer was would not even like make eye contact with Demi. Did you see this? I'm gonna have to send you it or something. It was like he was like talking to the camera, like, and Demi was like didn't know like if to look at him or at the camera, so she would be like talking, and he was just very awkward. I was like, ooh, I think I'd be like that if I was having a conversation with Demi. No, I was. I think I played it really
You've
cool.
had conversations with Emmy, though.
Speaking of, tomorrow marks 6 years.
Since the dressing rooms?
Dressing room.
Dude.
Yeah, take me out back and me because
That was the downfall for you.
that
That was the start
yeah.
of
Oh
Demi Devotion's downfall. Oh
my God, I should do the reaction video and get it posted tomorrow.
my gosh, you have to react to the dressing room video.
Vanity. I loved it. I love that look.
Oh
And
yeah, 100%.
if they just changed the lip color a little bit, I think that would have won the GP over.
Yeah.
Oh, little update for April. Do you want to tell them what's going on in
Yeah.
Jeremy's life?
So April, as in like next week, April. I don't actually know the date in April it's coming out, but in April, the movie that Demi is starring in and restarting her acting career, Toe, is going to be coming out in April. Do we have a date?
It's not coming out. They're starting filming in April. I was like, did I write that in the notes? Nope. Debbie is set to start filming in April.
To start filming. And it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go see it in the movie theaters like literally next
You would have
week.
shown up and it's like, I'm here to see Toe.
Tao,
What?
Yeah, so it's not gonna come out then until like next year. But Demi is gonna start filming it
Yes.
next month. I wonder if we're gonna get like behind the scenes like footage of Demi like
Probably
filming
not.
that. No.
Not from Demi, because
No.
Demi just disappeared off of TikTok. We got that one video of them getting ready for Vanity Fair. But I really do. They could push out so much content. It makes me so sad. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I guess it's because I think they try to not be on social media as much from what they've
Yeah.
said, but
Well,
it's
also,
hard.
TikTok might be getting banned. So,
Oh, true. But they could still upload it to Instagram.
yeah.
I don't know. I just would like to see Demi more. I feel like it's just a constant like loop of fans being like, we miss Demi. When's Demi gonna post again? Like just disappeared. It's Demi's just never consistent, which I don't know how they can really be without being present on social media. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like Demi does post pretty often, just not like,
Yeah, on the
just Demi doesn't
social.
interact with us like they used to. But then I feel like that's never gonna happen because Twitter is just so toxic now. Like Demi used to have full on conversations with us on Twitter. Those were the
No, the
days.
Q&As, and
Yeah.
I also maybe because we've grown up too. 10 years ago, we had the Lovato Club
Yeah.
and fun things like that, and Devon by Demi. Like Demi was just more active.
Yeah.
I really do feel like, and I was talking to my friend about this as well. Like, I feel like Demi just sees this as a job. I don't know if they love it. I think they love singing and they love being able to make music, but I don't think they love the other aspects of being famous. You know?
Yeah, I feel like Demi, like if Demi could do the whole Hannah Montana thing, like live a double life type, I feel like they definitely would.
Yeah, I know. I just don't like even the Holy Fuck tour. It just something was. It's hard to base it off of that because Demi was sick. But then we also, last time we saw Demi, she was super happy.
Yeah, well, Demi's also like newly engaged, but like I feel like Asbury and Vegas, especially Demi, was just like beaming. So
Yeah.
it just depends. Like, yeah, holy fuck. But then also like the Tell Me You Love Me tour, like at the end, Demi was really upset, obviously, because there was
Yeah.
other things going
I don't
on.
think they like to tour. I think it's too much for them. And there's
Yeah.
nothing wrong with that. I
It is
think.
really overwhelming. I can obviously like going state to state overnight and like late nights and practicing and all that. That's definitely a lot.
Yeah. And I don't think she needs to tour. Maybe she just do random shows, but I do feel she needs to go to another country because people really want her over like in the UK and Australia and stuff like that.
I feel like the next era will include a world tour because if you look at Demi's like trend of like when they world tour, the last world tour being
Let me write.
yeah. So then we've gotten, you know, Holy Fuck after that. I mean, Dancing Devil and then Holy Fuck. So it's two albums. And before Tell Me You Love Me, it was Demi that had the tour. So that was an album. And then, so I feel like it's like every other or like one or two. So maybe if my calculations are
Wishful
correct,
thinking. Yeah. I don't
UK fans listening, your time is coming.
know. I'm excited to see this movie. It's starting filming in April. Don't want anybody showing up to the theaters
Yeah, no. They
wondering.
start filming it next month.
Yeah. I wonder, yeah, maybe Demi will post some behind the scenes like selfies and stuff like that, because they did that when they were supposed to film that we talked about in the last episode, I think. That I don't know if it was a TV show with the whole sex scene, my first sex scene. I
Yeah.
remember like the selfies from that, but it would be cool. I feel like
What
this
show
is gonna.
was that? Because we never got that, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. Demi dropped out of it or something. There was a conflict, like
We'll never get
conflict or
the
something.
sex scene.
Yeah, nope. Wonder if it's out there. Maybe one day it'll leak. I'm sure somebody in the fandom can leak it. We have so many leaked songs.
God.
Well, okay. I feel like we talked a lot about the past. We were talking about Dancing with the Devil, Tell Me You Love Me and stuff. Don't forget the single is 15 years old. That's like half my life
Yeah,
ago.
that's
That
insane.
that's really hard to comprehend.
Oh yeah. And just the fact that 15 years ago, also the fact that Demi was a freshman in high school and wrote that masterpiece of a, like, lyrically, don't forget, for a 15-year-old to write, like, that's impressive.
It is.
And same with like Catch Me and like any, all of those songs, like just the fact that Demi was writing those lyrics by herself at 15, insane.
Yeah.
Like, people need to give Demi more credit.
For sure. And because I was actually thinking about the Holy Fuck album and how lyrically it is, I feel like one of Demi's best work since probably one of their first two albums. I feel like, especially Here We Go Again, I feel like was very mature for the age that she was at the time. But holy fuck, you know, I don't know. If you really read the lyrics, I'm like, wow, this is so well written. And people just don't give Demi credit for that.
Yeah, I feel like they just see the song and they're like, oh, this is just some other stupid rock song, but like they don't actually like listen to the song and like what the lyrics say. It's just like they listen to the sound and they see Demi on the cross bed with the title Holy Fuck and they're like, bad.
Yeah, bad.
So
So hopefully that makes you feel old if you're listening, because we sure do.
yeah.
Give Your Heart a Break hit 300 million streams on Spotify.
It's the 12th song to do so of Demi's.
Oh wow, I feel like it was pretty impressive. 300 million streams, very
Yes.
impressive. Congratulations, Demi. Round of applause.
And
We're happy for you.
I wonder if like what would happen if like the revamped version of Guy-Hab surpassed. I know it would never happen,
The fact
but
you call it Guy-Hab kills me, because you
it's
just said
just
it 2
easier.
seconds ago and I was like, wait, what? Guy-Hab? That's something
It's
you've said
easier to say
before.
give your heart a break.
So how do you do Tell Me Dancing with the Devil?
Do what you no, I say
Paris Hilton's birthday party looked very fun.
yeah. Isn't this is like Demi's been going to Paris Hilton's parties for a few years now, right?
Yeah,
Like,
they've been going to each other's. I feel like we did a video when Demi sang at Paris's wedding, was like 3 years ago. I want to go back to 2021. I feel like I never appreciate the current year I'm in. It's gonna be 2027, and I'm gonna be like, oh my God, 2024. I wish I
I'm
didn't
still
go back.
mentally in 2022. Like, I cannot grasp.
I know 2022. I feel like once it hit 2022, like these past 2 years, I feel like I actually blinked, and it really,
Yeah.
it's like I can't really put.
Yeah, no, I literally, 2023, what happened?
Yeah.
Because the last year I remember is 2022.
Yeah, what happened in 2023?
Besides us just driving across the country to
Oh,
Vegas.
right. And then Asbury. But other than that, nothing really significant, I feel.
My life went fucking downhill in 2020. That's why I don't remember it.
That's what, yeah, he blocks it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they seem to have a really good friendship. I like them
Yeah,
together.
no, it's a really good friendship too. I thought in the beginning it would be toxic because wasn't like Paris Hilton back in the day like really toxic and like all for like diet culture and like she promoted a lot of like she would promote like Weight
Partied a lot. I
Watchers
think
and
she
things like
partied a lot.
yeah.
So yeah, but I think a lot of people, like when you look at Paris, how old is Paris? She's gotta be in her 40s, right?
Really?
Yeah, she looks so good. So it's kind of like
I thought her and Demi were the same age.
43.
Damn.
Yeah, so
She's my mom's age. That is
yeah, I
crazy.
mean, it's kind of you think that she's still like young.
Yeah.
I don't know. She seems to, I mean, she's a mom now, so yeah, it seems like it's she's a good influence on Demi.
Yeah. And
I
they have
hope.
fun together, which is nice. And we always get nice pictures and photo shoots out of it.
Yeah. And Demi looked cute in all black with a red lip, I think it was. Our Dear Little Me segment.
Moving along to Dear Little Me segment. Today, March 23rd, 2024, marks 3 years since the Dancing with the Devil documentary came out. And that documentary literally, I feel like, changed the entire trajectory of Demi's career. Like, that sounds so dramatic, but like, I feel like the drop of that documentary and like was Demi closing that era. And like sharing their story and putting that all out there, because it was such a hard and impactful time in Demi's career that like will forever, be part of that time in their life. So I feel like that documentary especially is like so important to Demi's career and to their entire, like, I don't even know where I was going with that, but it's that
When
documentary is very important.
was the last time you watched it? Do you remember? Did we watch it together?
We have definitely, not for the first time, but we have watched it together for
Yeah.
sure. I watched it like last month, actually.
I haven't seen it in a while. It's definitely been over a year. Definitely been over a year.
I always wondered why Demi put that documentary like in the four parts instead of just like one an hour long documentary like the other ones were.
I don't
It was like
know.
in the four parts.
Right. Didn't we get it like every
Oh
day?
yeah, it was like once a week or something. We got a new episode.
Yeah, I don't remember. I have to go back and look at the release dates of them, but yeah. So I feel like this whole episode, the premise of it is just how fast time is going, things turning 15, three. I mean, that I think 3 years for Dancing with the Devil documentary is really putting into perspective how fast time has gone.
That's when we started the podcast, Dancing with the Devil.
Yeah. Yeah, do you remember when I had that? I think we've talked about it, I'm sure, but
Was literally our sleepover. You came in the room in the morning and you were like, "Dear little me."
was like itching to do a podcast again. I love having I wish that we lived close together because it would be really cool to actually have like a setup and like a neon sign. This is like the Dear Little Me podcast, something like that. It would be really
That would be
fun.
so cute, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean we've I've done it in the past and I really did enjoy it. But
Maybe we could try and plan for like at least once a month having a on set episode where we
on
like get all
set.
the
Yeah.
equipment with the microphones and have the backdrop and make it really special.
Yeah, it would be really fun. I
Yeah.
mean, you could do it like over here. I think I might be
Yeah, so
using
I'm saying you could put the tapestry on that back wall.
Yeah. I mean, we could figure something out for sure. But
But
I
that's crazy. And also the fact that the Dancing with the Devil documentary, like, you remember like the outtakes for that one? The one clip I remember specifically is Demi crying and saying like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to like give my heart to someone again, like after the divorce, or not divorce, I guess. What, split up with Max. They weren't married yet, but
I'm sure if that marriage happened, a divorce would have been,
yeah.
yeah.
But literally, like Demi's exact words, something along the lines of, I don't know if I'll ever be able to like love someone again or give someone my heart again. And then Jutes comes along and swoops Demi off their feet.
I
And now
know.
Demi's happily engaged. Happily
Yeah.
this time.
Yes. And so it's definitely something that time period that will always be so special to me too. That's when I started like actually creating things like hands-on for
Oh
Lovatic.
yeah, shop. That's when you got your Shopify
Yeah,
started.
actually around I think it was like April of 2021 is when you started helping me create my website.
And you
So
launched in July, right?
yeah, July. Because I do remember April 1st. Was it the second that oh I can look. I have it on my calendar. Dancing with the Devil, the album turns 3 April 2nd. And I remember
And
that's
that was
when,
your release, yeah.
yeah, and that's like when that's when I launched the color changing tumblers, which like changed the game for me, which
Everything,
was
yeah.
great. Oh my God, yeah, I remember putting those stickers on.
I
Those
have
are the
not used this
OG
cup
stickers.
probably since. I have a city sticker too on it.
Oh my God, I remember you bringing it to the house.
Yeah.
Wow.
Forever a cherished relic of Lovatics.
Relic.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, so I feel like the Forgotten album will it
Yeah.
will always be special to me.
Yeah. Oh no, I love that album. Like I feel like that also like that album and like just us starting the podcast during that era, like it's what bonded us closer. So I feel like within this podcast it has to hold a special place that we're named after that album.
Absolutely. Yep.
So yeah.
Right. So we will always be Dancing with the Devil. The hard starting over stands in our hearts. Maybe not publicly announcing it because we have other favorites, but anyway, before we go, let's do our highs and lows.
So my low for the week, I've just been feeling like lack of motivation a lot. Like I'm not really motivated. I have like my classes and I have my internship. I'm doing like group therapy now for my internship and work on top of that, and I'm just have no motivation to do like anything.
Yeah.
So it's been hard to like push myself and be like, Angel, you gotta fucking do this shit. Like,
Well, yeah, and the weather's not helping, like we were
oh
talking
yeah, no,
about.
like I just want to lay in bed under the blankets all day. So
Yeah.
it's been a struggle for sure. So yeah, and then my high is that it's the weekend, you know, get to relax after a long week. And also I got this. I'm really excited. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Woobles, but it's like a beginner crochet company.
Oh.
So basically they give you everything you need in the kit, like the actual crochet hook, the yarn, they give you like video tutorials. And I've always wanted to crochet, but I was always so scared because it just looks so hard.
Yeah.
But this website claims that they've helped 15,000 people learn how to crochet.
I want
So
to learn how to crochet. Maybe I should get one. We should be sponsored by them.
yeah,
The
the Woobles.
Woobles. It
And I got
feels
a Cinnamon Roll one because Cinnamon Roll is my favorite Sanrio character.
Oh, that's cute.
So maybe next episode I'll be able to show y'all my completed crochet project.
I mean, today's the perfect day to do it.
Yeah.
You should start it right after we get off.
Oh yeah. Start my crocheting by the fireplace.
So my low is yeah, similar to yours, like just not feeling motivated. But I'm looking forward to like the warmer weather because that's when my mood completely changes and everything. So, but speaking of warmer weather, my high is that we are going to Florida next month for spring break. So,
Wow.
yeah, so Josh was originally going to go there for like a family thing, which we're still going to do, but we're going to take, I think we're going to do like one day at Disney, just because I really want to go back. I feel like if we're there, we have to go, you
Yeah.
know? So, yeah, I'm really excited to go to Florida. So that's where I'll be for a week next
So
month.
jealous. You know, I literally lived in Florida and did not go to Disney World once.
Really?
Like I went to Disney Springs and like City Walk and all like Universal, but I never went to Disney World.
Oh,
Yeah, it's really expensive, obviously, like a day
it
ticket.
is. Yeah.
Yeah, I just found it ironic. Like I literally lived in Florida 20 minutes from Disney World, did not go
My
once.
gosh. Wow. That's, yeah. I see. I feel like if I lived there, I would be there like all the time. I don't know. I
Yeah,
feel
I would
like.
want to get like a season pass. Like I have a season pass right now for Six Flags, but it's like nowhere near the same, obviously.
Yeah.
Disney is Disney.
But I think that's it for us this week, guys.
Yeah, so we hope you all enjoyed and thank you guys for coming along for the ride with us. And
Yes.
here's your end of episode reminder to stream us on Spotify or anywhere else you get your podcast. It helps us so much. And to also subscribe to us here on YouTube, like the video, comment below. We also love interacting with you guys. Yeah.
And with that being said, we will see you
For
next
your
week.
bi-weekly dose of Demi in 2 weeks. My
Yes.
dog is very needy.
All right. Well, we gotta go. She's gotta go. Toffee needs her.
Clearly.
So
Yeah.
we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm sorry that it took so long, but baby, you're free.